This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Every year, a new class of graduates emerges blinking into the spring sunshine and heads towards the job market with associate, bachelor's, and master's degrees in hand. Over the past few years, that first job has been hard to find, a situation many found even more difficult when, just a couple of years earlier, corporate recruiters crowded the campus with offers of lavish signing bonuses, maybe even a BMW. The giddy days of the late 90s may be long gone, but so are the bleak prospects of just a year ago. According to a new poll by the National Association of Colleges and Employers, opportunities for new grads are significantly brighter, though the outlook can vary depending on which part of the country you're in and on your field. Later in the program, we'll leaf through the yearbook and look at a few of the pictures people may come to regret a couple of decades from now. But first, the job market for new graduates. If you're fresh out of community college, State U, or the Ivy League, how's the search going? If you're in business, are you hiring, and what are you looking for? Our number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. The email address is totn@npr.org. And joining us first is Joya, president of the Herman Group, a strategic business consulting company in Greensboro, North Carolina. She's with us from Croton-on-Hudson in New York. Nice to have you on the program.
Thank you, Neil. It's nice to be with you.
So do you agree with that forecast, generally and significantly brighter?
Without a doubt, I agree with that forecast.
What's changed?
What's changed is, well, there are a lot of things that have changed, including the level of consumer confidence on the part of the folks who control the purse strings. And they're realizing that they can no longer abuse their employees and pile more and more work on them, and they're going to have to start hiring. The other thing that's changed is that consumer confidence is beginning to be more consistently up. I know that in your newscast, the outlook for jobs as well as consumer confidence was reported to be up. At this point,
one of the things that economists kept telling us for the past several months, really, is that the things are definitely improving, but people are still reluctant to hire. And you say that logjam is now breaking.
Absolutely.
Now, what are some of the hot fields?
Engineering. If you are an engineer, basically you can write your own ticket. If you're a pharmacist, you can expect to earn $55,000 a year as a fresh grad. There are a number of occupations as well as industries that are what we call pockets of crisis. We actually wrote a book called Impending Crisis, Too Many Jobs, Too Few People. Mm-hmm. And in that book, we talked about occupations that are already in shortage. We talked about industries. And the three industries that are already in a significant shortage situation are, number one, healthcare. And now that has been for a while. And if you're a registered nurse or a pharmacist or a certified nursing assistant, basically you can work pretty much wherever you want to work. Physicians' assistants as well. If you are in construction, there's a construction boom going on universally throughout this entire country practically, where if you have skills as a plumber and an electrician, if you're an HVAC technician, or especially if you're an HVAC engineer, there is no problem for you. And then the other industry is hospitality. And happily, hospitality is coming back. And it's coming back very strong after the slowdown of the year 2000 and then the tragedy of 9/11. Finally, hospitality is coming back. We're getting on airplanes more. The airlines will tell you that the airports are now very crowded. Their flights are very crowded. And not surprisingly, therefore, hotels are coming back as well.
And restaurants and all the associated businesses.
800-989-8255,
800-989-TALK if you're out there looking. You can also send us email, totn@npr.org. And Briner is on the phone with us from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes, hello, how are you?
Very well.
I was a recent college graduate, graduated May 3rd from Ball State University.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Started out, spent 3 years studying vocal performance at the School of Music and graduated with a general studies degree, and found out this morning that I've been hired on at Integrity Life Insurance here in Louisville, Kentucky for a full-time job.
Congratulations.
So my job search lasted about 3 weeks, so I am very pleased.
And is this in the field in which you would hope to get gainful employment?
To be completely honest with you, once you start looking at how much those student loans are, you're willing to get a job just about any place. but I was able to get this job because for the last 6 years, I've worked as a non-registered sales assistant for a stockbroker. I actually started when I was 16, doing filing and making phone calls and that kind of thing, and was able to learn the backside of the business very early on, and that afforded me a lot of experience in it to get this job. So, I was really lucky.
Briner, if you don't mind, a ballpark figure, how much are you going to make your first year?
$35,000 plus benefits.
Wow.
Nicely done, Briner. Congratulations.
Thank you
so much, and good luck to all those students that are out there. Don't give up. Keep beating the pavement and send those resumes out, because I started looking just in the newspaper to see what was in the area in April, and this just happened to fall right into my lap. So don't give up hope, guys.
Okay. Briner, thanks very much, and good luck with that first job.
Thank you.
Joyce, Joya, this is a theme we're going to be turning to again and again, I think, in this program, and that is preparation for whatever field you want to go in.
Absolutely, and there are a couple of things that are really important to highlight about his background, and that is that he was smart enough to get some business experience before he graduated, and that makes a tremendous difference when an employer is looking at a resume that has office experience, that has some business experience. If it's relevant, that's even better, as his was.
Boeing, one of the leaders in the aerospace industry, plans to increase their hiring this year, and they are thinking young. Joining us now from Seattle, Washington, is Julie Drobny, Senior Manager of College and Professional Recruiting for the Boeing Company. Nice of you to join us today.
Thank you.
How many people does Boeing plan to hire this year?
For the 2005-2006 year, we're looking at 2,000 college jobs.
2,000 college graduates will be joining Boeing?
Yes.
What kinds of specialties are you looking for?
We're always looking in business, information technology, and engineering. Those are kind of the staples in manufacturing engineering. Anything from business analysts, accounting, finance, supply chain management, to industrial engineering, mechanical, embedded systems engineers, aero engineers, anything from hardware and software support, desktop support, all the way up to programming system architecture.
The way I'm hearing it, a lot of those jobs, you're going to need college graduates.
Yes, they are.
And so you're looking for people with what kinds of degrees in general? The BS in front of it would be good?
Yeah, Bachelor of Science and anything in the business field, information technology. Any engineering discipline, we use chemistry, bio, civil, aerospace, any of the engineering degrees. We look for technical skills and attributes in addition to soft skills such as teamwork, communications, people skills.
We heard from Joyce Joya just a few minutes ago. Engineering is one of the hottest fields around. I wonder, is Boeing thinking about offering incentives? Is this very competitive?
It is very competitive, and we look at our, we have a very competitive salary and great benefits. And so those are well within what the students are looking for, great starting salaries with great benefits.
And where are these jobs? I mean, Boeing's got plants all over the country.
They're all over the United States. They're St. Louis, Southern California, Seattle, Washington, Florida, Houston. You can name any site. We have openings all over.
And I wonder, was this situation, would you have said the same a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Not 3 years ago. Our trend has been increasing, though, and in the current business environment, it's looking good. It looks good for next year. So I see this staying in the same trend.
Julie Drobny, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Julie Drobny is Senior Manager of College and Professional Recruiting for the Boeing Company, and she was with us from her office in Seattle, Washington. And Joyce Joya, are large manufacturers like Boeing, Boeing's going ahead and hiring, are others?
Microsoft is hiring, Pitney Bowes is hiring, Aviation Resources is hiring. There are a number of employers, large and not so large, that are hiring. And the bulk of the jobs are not being created by these big companies, but rather by the small and medium-sized companies. And that's why we haven't really seen the level of job creation show up on the radar that we would have ordinarily.
Let's get another caller on the line. Todd. Todd's with us from Sacramento.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
I just wanted to agree with your Joyce that engineering is huge. I'm in the supervising engineering position in water wastewater treatment, and we are looking for engineers in Northern California in all areas of that, particularly in the structural engineering and the electrical engineering side of things. And we've got almost 100 requisitions open just for our Sacramento office, and we're a worldwide firm, so I know that clear across the United States our company is looking for that. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you folks and put out on the table is I'm wondering if schools are actually looking at these areas of what Joyce called crisis areas and how to better equip the students and the drive to go into those crisis fields, for lack of better words.
Joyce?
Well, it's funny you should ask that question, because the Guilford Technical Community College in the community where we live, which is Greensboro, North Carolina, Guilford County, actually commissioned us to do a study of 100 of the top business leaders so that they could design their curriculum, the curricula, for the jobs that will be open in the future. And we're seeing more and more schools, not only the technical colleges, not only the community colleges, but also the four-year schools, wanting to be more and more oriented toward employment, toward what the employers are looking for. In fact, there's a small liberal arts college in Hiram, Ohio. It's called Hiram College, which now has an initiative to help its faculty look at what are the occupational opportunities for the students who are majoring in liberal arts.
We'll get back to that after the break. Todd, thanks very much for the call. Good luck finding those engineers you're looking for. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. We're talking about the improving job market for new graduates, recent graduates. Have you found that to be true? Our number is 800-989-8255, the email address totn@npr.org. For you not yet graduated, so you don't have to wait until you have your degree to take part. In a few minutes, we'll also have a look at the summer job market. You can give us a call on that as well. 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email is totn@npr.org. Our guest is Joyce Gioia, president of the Herman Group. Here's an email we have, from Alexandra. So many of the hot job markets listed are in fields best served by pre-professional majors. What are the prospects for students in the liberal arts? How do employers really look at majors like, say, art history, philosophy, sociology, etc.? Thanks very much.
Actually, employers are looking more and more favorably on liberal arts degrees, because liberal arts degrees are giving the individuals a broad understanding of how the world works. They're giving them a good foundation in terms of philosophy, in terms of an understanding of the world. They are learning how to make decisions as they work together. I happen to be the product of a liberal arts education too, but which is great for me, because I do have that broad stroke understanding. I then went back and got a master's in business. But we're seeing that employers are gravitating toward the liberal arts graduates if, and this is the key, and I mentioned this before, they've been smart enough to get some business experience before they graduated.
Let's get another caller on the line. Michael is with us from East Lansing, Michigan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm a fourth-year student at Michigan State University up here in East Lansing, and I'll be graduating this winter, but I've already started to look because Governor Granholm keeps trying to work on our 8% unemployment rate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And My major is human resources, but I'm seeing that the only thing I can find available at the moment are sales positions.
Well, Michigan is not the best state to be in. Michigan actually has the highest unemployment of any of the states in the union right now.
Which is why the governor is so determined to work on it.
And my suggestion to you is that you take a look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics website, and there's actually a chart there of the cities that have the lowest unemployment rates. And right now, Neil, we have 39 markets in the United States with under 4% unemployment, and 145 out of 367 with under 5% unemployment. So there are lots of good markets for you to check up on, just not in Michigan. Sorry to give you that bad news.
Yeah, that's all right.
Good luck, Michael.
Well, thank you.
And that 5% figure unemployment, is that the sort of rule of thumb that you're using? If it's that or lower, the market's a little squeezed?
Yes, exactly. And if it's that or lower, you'll see the employers, you'll see more help wanted signs as you drive down the street. You'll see the employers having more problems filling their open positions. And what's really interesting is that it's not only in the small towns, because Boston, New York, and San Francisco are also at 4.9 right now.
I wonder, you were saying Michigan was in difficulty. For a long time, it was the states of the Pacific Northwest which had the highest unemployment figures. Are there other areas of the country that are doing much better, doing much worse?
Well, there are many that are doing much better. If we have 145 out of 367 that are doing well, that is under 5% unemployment,
mm-hmm.
then what that means is that it's getting close to half of the markets in the United States that are in a good position for workers, not so good for the employers. We're going to see a situation very soon where employees across the country are going to be back in the driver's seat as they were in the late 90s. And eventually, not tomorrow or next month or maybe even next year, but eventually we're going to see a situation that's going to make the late 90s seem like a practice session.
So if you may only get a Kia this year, you can maybe go to graduate school and get a Porsche?
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Now, you asked for some of the areas in the country that are in the toughest situation in terms of for employers to find people, for it's the best for employees.
Mm-hmm.
Honolulu actually has the lowest unemployment in the entire country at 2.6%. And then comes Harrisonburg, Virginia at 2.8% and Charlottesville at 2.9%. Pretty much the best state in the union to be in if you're looking for a job is Virginia.
Virginia, right nearby us here in Washington, lovely state. Hawaii's nicer. Let's get another caller on the line. This is Doug. Doug's with us from Eugene, Oregon.
Hi, Neil. Like your show, listen to it while I'm working.
Thanks very much.
I'm a tile contractor in Eugene, Oregon, and we do a lot of high-end remodeling. And on the job recently, we were talking amongst ourselves and realized that there's no young people coming into the trade.
Mm-hmm.
They're very lucrative. And there's probably a lot of liberal arts majors who could pay off their college loans very handsomely with a good job in the trade.
Absolutely. And in Canada, they were smart enough to launch a whole initiative to encourage young people to go into the trades. It's called Trade Up. And if you want to see a really interesting little two-minute commercial, go to www.tradeup.ca. It's a commercial to encourage young people to go into the trades. We haven't done anything like that in this country, and we really need to.
We really do, because there's a dearth of really qualified people out there. Plumbers are making $65 to $75 an hour, and that's a lot of money.
It is.
So with those kinds of incomes, you can really take care of those college loans in a hurry.
And there's a philosophy to laying tile, I'm sure.
Oh, sure. It's very zen.
Doug, thanks very much. I appreciate
Thank
the call.
You.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk now with Demian. Demian's with us from Moscow, Idaho.
Hello.
Hi.
At the beginning of the show, your guest said that engineers can write their own ticket, and I'm excited to hear that. However, that hasn't been my experience. I'm graduating a month with my master's in chemical engineering. I have a bachelor's degree. I spent time in the workforce after I got my bachelor's before I got my master's.
Mm-hmm.
Have good internships, great projects to talk about, and I've been searching for the past six months, and I found nothing.
Open to moving to Seattle?
I'm looking nationwide.
Well, Julie Drobny just told us that she's looking for chemical engineers in Seattle.
I will tell my wife, I'm definitely going to apply at Boeing.
Job may not be in Seattle. Julie Drobny was in Seattle. But
right. I don't care where the job is. I'm just looking for anything right now.
Are you a veteran?
I am.
There's another place that you could go, and that is www.vetjobs.com.
Yes, I've gone there and usajobs.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not getting anything, and it's kind of confusing to me that I just figured it was a bad job market, but to hear you talk, it sounds like it's really great, and just kind of confused.
It is. It's very confusing to me, too, that you're having this difficulty.
All right, well, I just wanted to put that out there.
Well, Demian, we hope that confusion ebbs and employment follows.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Good luck to you, Demian.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk now with Pete. Pete's with us from San Jose, California.
Hi.
We get confused about the time as well, Pete. Don't worry about it.
I don't know what to say, so I won't. I am a certified music teacher, and I have been teaching a long time. But it seems that, at least in California, they're cutting back on all the arts and anything that isn't the three R's plus a lot of language acquisition. So are there any cities that are especially good or where they still seem to be valuing the arts in the public schools?
Joya, California was not alone. The many states cut back arts programs, particularly when they were having budget crises of their own. We're reading of late that those budget crises are easing somewhat, but I'm not sure that they've eased to the degree of hiring a lot of music teachers. What can you tell Pete?
Well, unfortunately, Pete, there aren't... have you tried the private schools? Because the private schools do seem to be hiring.
I am sending out some applications there, yes.
Huh?
I have found a few places.
Because I'm not hearing of any public schools. Unfortunately, with the pressure from No Child Left Behind, a number of schools cut, well, what some of us would consider the wrong things, and one of those wrong things was music and art, or music was one of them and art was another.
Right.
And that has left many folks just like you in a place where you're not gainfully employed, or you're facing the prospect of not being anyway. And I'm not sure what I could advise you other than suggesting that you look at the private schools, and perhaps that you look at music therapy, maybe go back and get another degree. At least you'll be able to still use music.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, Pete.
I had another idea, but I guess I don't think of it now.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Let's see if we get one more call in before we switch to the summer job market. And this is Tom. Tom's with us from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hello. I've got a question. I was recently laid off from a communications company this year. And one of the big pushes there was the outsourcing of software development jobs overseas. And with this job market coming back around, is it different jobs or is it the same jobs that are coming back? How is that affecting the job market?
Well, it's really interesting. Dell sent many of its jobs overseas and then is bringing back whole departments and divisions from actually India, and there are several reasons why that's a very good idea, and I don't know that we need to get into that right now. But the good news is that a lot of organizations that have tried this outsourcing or offshoring is really what we're talking about as opposed to outsourcing, because outsourcing is generally here in the United States. Offshoring is when we send the jobs elsewhere. They have discovered that the economies that they were expecting to realize just aren't there. And they're bringing the jobs back, sometimes at great cost to them in terms of having lost a number of customers because they didn't serve their customers well with the work that was done offshore. And I'm not just talking about the customer service jobs. I'm also talking about some of the software development jobs. There are subtle differences between the coding that's done offshore and the coding that we do here. And mm-hmm. if you know what you're looking for, then you know that it really makes sense to keep the jobs here.
Tom, good luck to you, and thank you for the phone call.
Really expensive experiment there.
Yeah, yeah. We would like to thank Joyce Gioia for her time today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Neil. It's been a pleasure. I listen to your program frequently.
Well, thank you for that. Joyce Gioia is president of the Herman Group, and she joined us from Croton-on-Hudson in New York. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. The bright outlook extends to seasonal hiring as well. If you're in the market for a summer job or an employer in need of summer employees, joining us now is Mark Carasu, the Vice President of Marketing at Yahoo Hot Jobs, and he's with us from his office in New York City. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Why are more summer jobs available this year?
Well, we've seen an uptick in jobs posted on our site of 150% year over year. So there's some indication that in general the tide of employment is lifting across the board, although obviously, as your listeners have just heard, it depends somewhat on the region and the industry. But, you know, a lot of the jobs that are summer-focused and seasonal seem to be bracing for what they're hoping to be a better year than last year. I can't exactly tell you why that is. I can just tell you that there's more of an enthusiasm right now.
So are you talking resorts, restaurants, those sorts of things?
Sure. Local merchants, small businesses, stores at the mall. And then there's the much more seasonal things, hotels and resorts, summer camps, golf and tennis clubs, tourist attractions, things like that.
What kind of kids are they looking for?
Well, in general, I mean, it depends if you're a high school student looking for summer work or maybe a college student, and I think the difference between the two is in the expectation of professionalism. I think an employer expects a college student to maybe be a little more experienced and buttoned down than a high school student. But no matter what the job, I think most employers, our research shows, are looking for people, and this might seem obvious and maybe even give you a smile, but they want people that are going to show up on time and be dependable. And, you know, that's a tough kind of new lesson for people who are new in the workforce, that they can't just show up when they want. They actually have to be dependable.
Does a summer job at putt-putt golf help you on your resume when you go looking for a real job?
Well, it might help you pay for college as you're getting ready. No, you know, I think any job, let's put it this way. When you are a hiring manager and you're looking at a college student's resume, you're not necessarily expecting to see Fortune 500 companies in that resume, and you're giving them the benefit of the doubt that, you know, some of their job interaction might be somewhat more limited in terms of recognizing the company they worked at, but you're looking to see that they've applied themselves and that they have worked and that they are proactive and that they can articulate what they did do in an interview.
Let's see if we get a caller in. Katie's with us from Sacramento.
Yes. I'm a graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Madison and I'm looking to immediately start my summer search. And I had been originally focusing on things in the realm of public relations, but I wanted to know what you would suggest for immediate searches for trying to look into other fields that I, you know, maybe have not, don't know so much about, maybe like, for example, real estate or things like that. So what's immediate action for a call?
Well, you know, I do think that there's something to be said for applying yourself to the field that you are passionate about. And our research, in fact, we just did a study that says that 37% of people polled would rather take a pay cut to work in a field of their choosing. And there's something to be said for that because I do think that a place or a vocation that you're passionate about is going to make it easier to get out of bed on a Monday morning when you don't maybe feel like going to work. But if you're looking for immediate things outside of your applied field of PR, certainly doing some just general canvassing on a job board like Yahoo Hot Jobs is a great way to start. It's free for job seekers, and you can, in a matter of literally seconds, plug in the city in which you live and the job you're looking for and hit return and see what jobs are available in the city of your choosing, whether it's the city you live in or a city across the country that you want to research.
Katie, thanks very much for the call. Good luck. And Mark Karasu, we thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Mark Karasu is Vice President of Marketing at Yahoo Hot Jobs, and he joined us from his office in New York City. When we come back from a short break, whether you were voted most likely to succeed or most likely to end up on Jerry Springer, we want to hear your stories about that artifact, the high school yearbook. I'm Neil Conan. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.